Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From draining the swamp to challenges through the courts, Donald Trump has his work cut out. But does he have the motivation to finish the job? You'll find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, there was a big fight involving nachos. I can't even believe some of these stories. I'm like, is this seriously an actual story that I'm reading right now? Yeah. It is. A Florida woman was arrested after an alleged nacho-related attack. Port St. Lucie. It is a domestic incident involving nachos. And Allison Swan, 39, was charged with one count of battery causing bodily harm. She's a lady and she has a wife. I just want to make sure I understand this because sometimes the headlines are not. Okay. So she got into a fight with her significant other and then attacked her partner and shoved hot nachos down her britches. Oh. And the police had to be called. She was described as, quote, drunk. Really? I'm so shocked. I mean, look at, she looks totally sober in her mugshot there. After she did that, she barricaded herself in their bedroom. She sounds pretty abusive. Like, she beat the other woman, beat her partner, and then, and then shoved, you know, this hot food in her drawers. So, good heavens. Remains of an elderly Florida man was found in a bear days after a deadly attack. 89-year-old Robert Markle. This is so sad. He was found dead around 100 yards from his home. And he had been reported missing. And the disturbances he reported to police earlier that apparently have been caused by bears. He was in a bear. A bear ate him. Oh, horrible.
My message to the mayor is he said he didn't want to protest yesterday. Then what about the several times during the week he showed up? So that's what people don't know. He and his staff were out there this week. We've had to send people out there to break up protesters there. The mayor and those protesters brought a bulldozer last week. Not only this time, but other times protesting. We've heard intelligence that they're going to continue to protest.
Wow. The stunt that they pulled, this is crazy. The stuff that these Democrats pulled in Newark. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this first hour. So if you missed that, so what ended up happening is that a bunch of Democrats stormed an ICE facility. And Department of Homeland Security was threatening the arrests of these House Democrats who were at this New Jersey ICE facility. They had stormed it. There's all kinds of body camera footage of it. It's the Delaney Hall Detention Center. And on Friday, they stormed the gates of it. This is a secure facility that's located in Newark. And they were advocating for these detainees that DHS, and Juan's showing you some of the B-roll. This is like, that's what's happening there. That's in Newark, New Jersey. That's a congressperson just shoving people through. That's assault. Sorry. Yeah, but the DHS assistant secretary, Trisha McLaughlin, said that the people who are held here are murderers. They are terrorists. They are child rapists and MS-13 gang members. That was her direct quote. So a bunch of members of Congress, Democrats, chased a bus that was full of detainees who were entering the security gate. Then they stormed the gate and they broke into the facility. I was told, Kane, this is an insurrection.
Yeah.
This is an insurrection. Mm-hmm. And DHS said it was, you had Monica McIver, who's a congressional woman. She's the heavyset broad with the white and red shoving into people. She's from New Jersey. She said that she was manhandled, but I did not see anyone manhandling her. I saw her using her immense weight to just blast through security. And it showed them, she was pushing and elbowing officials. And DHS said, they posted on X, they said, you should meet who they're fighting for. you should meet the people that are held here. So, for instance, they have a man, Chinchilla Cabrero, who is in custody, and he is a known active member of MS-13. It's been confirmed. Ramos Marin is wanted in Brazil for homicide. He has an Interpol red notice. He is in custody without bond. I mean, these are like for the Saravia Santa Maria of El Salvador. He is a verified MS-13 gang member, and he also has the tats with the little MS-13 symbols on it. They also have Adonis Estevez. He is from Dominican Republic. He has multiple felony convictions of drug distribution, including fentanyl, drug trafficking, resisting arrest, illegally possessing weapons. Maximo Nunez, a 58-year-old Dominican Republic, again, like drug trafficking, assault with a deadly weapon, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these are the people that they have another individual who was a child rapist in MS-13 that's held in this facility. Another one who raped a woman. You get the idea, right? Do you want me to? I mean, I can sit here and go on for the rest of the segment, but you get the idea. Those are the people that are held here. And Democrats decided that they wanted to advocate for these people. And it's really shocking that they keep deciding that they're going to champion known criminals over innocent Americans. Now, there's tons of these. I mean, these guys are from all over. So those are the people that are held here. And this is the facility that Democrats decided to storm. And they have body camera footage of members of Congress actually physically assaulting ICE officers. One of the members of Congress, Democrat member of Congress, quote, full body slammed a female ICE officer on video. Oh my gosh. And they have all of the video evidence of this. They posted some of it, some of what Juan showed you, showing total chaos. And they said that three members of Congress specifically, this was on Thursday, they had Rob Menendez, LaMonica McIver, and Bonnie Coleman. They visited Thursday, and then I guess they had the storming on Friday. I don't know. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen congressional members storm a facility for like a jail for criminals and then try to free the criminals and assault the authorities that were there to protect the citizenry against these dangerous criminals inside. This is insane. I don't know how you can have these people in Congress. Now, I know that their voters determine whether or not they recall, but I think every one of them, if you're on video body slamming authorities like this because they are housing rapists, child rapists and murderers and rapers of women and people who beat women and people who kill cops in this facility, then yeah, if you're that's criminal trespass, that's assault. I mean, I think that they need to be charged. You have people who didn't even go in the Capitol on January 6th who were arrested. And there were some people who went in the Capitol on January 6th because they saw security agents. They saw security opening the doors and ushering people in, and they didn't know. And they walked in and they walked into Statuary Hall and they just kind of looked around and left. They were arrested and charged. Some of them were detained for months. So are these people who actually went in to cause an insurrection? I guess they thought that this was the modern day Bastille and they were going to storm it. They need to have the full weight of the law thrown down on them. This is insane. Now, the Newark mayor was saying he was in defense of them. That's the thing, because you had him. He brought a bulldozer to the last week. They said they brought a bulldozer to the facility. And I just, you can't tell me that these voters are in support of this. Their mayor, Ras Baraka, was arrested and he was vowing to shut down this facility. He was going to shut down this facility. Because I guess he wanted all of these criminals to be able to run around on the streets with everybody. I don't know. He's a gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey as well. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's like so much more. Audio soundbite 17. This was him. He was saying that, oh, he was arrested. They treated me with dignity, but it was humiliating. That's the least of your problems. Listen to this stooge.
Well, I mean, I just want to first say that the guys from Homeland Security were very respectful. They treated me with dignity, and I appreciate that. You know, while I spent my last few hours in holding area inside of the I believe it's a detention facility that they have here in the city of Newark, you know, that Homeland Security has. So, you know, it wasn't unbearable, but it was definitely, you know, a humiliating experience and uncomfortable for me overall. But, you know, in the end, those guys did the best that they could to.
If it was humiliating for him, imagine what it was like for his voters that are watching their mayor make a fool of himself for child rapists. I'm not exaggerating when I'm talking about the people who are in there. I'm not just like singling out one or two criminals that are here illegally, which is bad enough. No, there are a lot of them in there that have been, yes, that's what's even more insane about this. It's not like there's, oh, just some people who entered illegally, and which is still a crime. So technically they're still criminals. But then they were just angels after they got in, and there's one bad guy in there. And so we're just going to use this one bad. No, they're literally all of these are some of the most dangerous and violent repeat offending criminal illegal aliens that are in this facility. And these are the people that this guy and these other Democrats are going out there championing. This is insane. Brings a damn bulldozer to it. And they brought up, they said that the detention center turned away fire inspectors. So see, he was trying to use all these different agencies to get in there. He was trying to act like, oh, no, we got to have a fire inspection. Oh, no, now we have to have city officials examine the site. Oh, you guys are turning away local inspectors. So they brought a bulldozer. Oh, you're turning away these local inspectors, etc. The group that's operating it signed a $1 billion 15-year lease with the federal government for Delaney Hall. And they're like, yeah, everything's is legit. They're just trying to get in there and cause problems. That's crazy. And, you know, I mean, really, because now it's a federal immigration processing center, it's created tons of... I love DHS goes out there. Yeah, well, we created a bunch of unionized jobs, annual salaries, $105,000 starting point. It's going to contribute $50 million to the local Newark community. And those are just, I know for the Democrats who like to talk about being pro-worker, but then they proudly get behind every policy that offshores jobs in manufacturing. Yeah, those are all union jobs there. Just saying. I mean, this is wild. Absolutely wild. These are the people that they keep wanting to celebrate. And what the hell is the matter with them? What is the matter with these people? This is like the stupidest stuff I've ever seen. They are continually shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, just the optics alone are horrendous. These people, they act like they're some sort of freedom fighters. They're not freedom fighters. These people aren't heroes. These Democrats are criminals too. For doing this. This is anti-enforcement obstruction. Now, they were doing it in Colorado, right? I mean, you've had stuff like this in Colorado, and you've had stuff like this in Seattle for different reasons, but good heavens. Yeah, they brought a bulldozer. It's not the killdozer either. It was a baby bulldozer. These people make me want to make a killdozer, though. I'm just saying. Yeah. They were trying to block access. The city of Newark. So the mayor brought in, I don't know if you guys, Bill Malugin has this. It was very ineffective. They brought in this tiny little bulldozer and they tried to put it in the middle of the entrance to the parking lot. And it's not even big enough to do that. Kane, the size of that bulldozer, is that the only bulldozer this guy could get? You're the mayor of Newark and you can't get any better bulldozer, like a bigger one than this? Yeah. Come on.
Right. You would think the mayor would have some connections.
It's almost like cars can go around it. To enter into the facility. Wow. That's what he did. That was the mayor that you just heard that we played that audio soundbite of. I mean, they were given multiple warnings to leave their property or be arrested. And you can protest. That's fine. But you can't break into the facility and then start body slamming agents. Yeah, that's what you can't do. Now, the one of the things that the left has thrown up is they're mad because they said these people who wanted you to wear masks for how long? They're mad that ICE agents were wearing facial coverings in the video. Now, why would they be wearing that? Let's go back here to the story from February of this year. Anti-ICE activists disrupt LA operations and they doxed the agents. They posted photos, names, addresses, and phone numbers of all of the agents in English and Spanish. Huh. So maybe that's why ICE agents now are covering their faces, because they have this kind of stuff that they're dealing with. This is unbelievable. So I was told this was an insurrection. Are we going to have a commission to investigate this? Where's the censuring? Where's Mike Johnson on this? By the way, why haven't you heard more about this? Why is it that you don't know every aspect of the story? Where in the hell are the Republicans at exploiting every bit of this? Where is the worthless RNC exploiting every bit of this? These people, where are they on the board? With All Family Pharmacy, convenience is everything. And they make it so simple. It's fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. You can order from the comfort of home and let All Family Pharmacy deliver right to your door. So take control with up to a 1-year supply of essential medicines like blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes treatments. No insurance, not an issue. All Family Pharmacy has you covered. No more monthly refills, no more lines, no more surprise pharmacy trips. And everything is made right here in the US of A. So you can rest easy knowing that your medications meet high standards for quality and safety. Nothing's outsourced, just reliable American-made medicines. And they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and so much more. The very medications, you know, that the system tried to keep from you. And you can even get your everyday maintenance meds too. They make it simple. Fast shipping, no hassles, no gatekeepers. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana now and use code Dana10 for 10% off. Be prepared. Stay in control because they're not looking out for you. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really sticked up when he said, having a mentor we can go to and ask for advice without feeling embarrassed or without feeling proud of asking for help. Because nowadays, sometimes we can feel like if we don't know something, we are dumb, or we just are not putting our whole strength and everything in school. So asking for help without feeling proud of it or embarrassed is something that we need to learn.
I love that you were so aware that you picked up on that. I think I was probably in my 30s before I accepted that kind of...
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so Elon Musk's rocket, you know, because he tests different rockets and sometimes you're successful and sometimes you're not. That happens. This is crazy, though. So they're saying that his last rocket that he launched, they were doing a test and it exploded in the atmosphere. It created a phenomenon that they never saw before. The booster separated as planned, but 4 minutes later, it was reported that it exploded in midair, and then Starship itself detonated about 93 miles above the Earth shortly after. Now, the second explosion was so intense that it ripped through the ionosphere, the electrically charged layer of the atmosphere that plays a role in radio communication and satellite signals. That's never happened before with a rocket explosion, that it caused such a catastrophic event like that. Now, they said scientists observed the gaping hole remained open for about 30 to 40 minutes before the ionosphere naturally stitched itself back together. And that's fascinating. So, yeah, that never happened before. So that was something very interesting that they got to view. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake was reported in Tennessee, felt all the way in the metro Atlanta area. That is unusual. That's not the New Madrid fault, right? That's not that fault line, is it? Maybe. So they said it was just after 9 a.m. It was confirmed that it happened. The epicenter, Greenback, Texas. And that's about 126 miles north of Atlanta. And they said everybody, like, in and around that area from everywhere was feeling it. And, 4.1 and it felt all the way in Atlanta. So that's wild. The rental boom is collapsing. And there's a little panic. Owners are rushing to sell at deep discounts. They're rushing to sell their rental properties. A number of people buying second homes plunged to its lowest level since it happened. They said sky-high mortgage rates, maintenance costs, and return to office push. That's fueling all of this, which makes sense. So cargo thieves are attacking the U.S. supply chain, too, at alarming rates. We're going to have more on this coming up. And stupid dim tricks. Stick with us. A lot more in store. It's our friends at Kel-Tec, the Generation 3, Gen 3 Sub 2K. If you haven't checked this out, you need to. They make awesome stuff over at Kel-Tec. And the Gen 3 with this, it folds in half. It's like gun origami. You can fold the whole thing in half, and it comes in a variety of, you know, you get it's 10 millimeter. It's very cool, and everything made in Florida folds fast, optics stay in place, deploys just as quickly, zeroed and ready to rock. It's the twist of that rotating fore-end. It makes it super easy to do, to fold quickly in half and reopen. It's great. And it folds down to 16.5 inches, so it's easy to store and transport. It takes Glock mags. You get ample capacity for whatever you need. And you have an optional extended mag and a 50-round drum for more liberty, because that's what that means. It also has a lightened 5-pound trigger pull, greater accuracy, internal buffer for softer recoil. Got the rails for accessories, integrated M-lock. I mean, it's just great. It's one that you got to have. I love it. All the stuff that they've been coming out with are just all absolute hits. They're just great. And also, please keep in mind, everything that Kel-Tec makes, from the parts to the materials to the labor, right here in the US of A. KELTECweapons.com. It is the new Gen 3 Sub 2K 10mm. Check it out. KelTecweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I want to talk about this plane thing for a second, because Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is happening with Boeing. These planes are... Air Force One is 35 years old. Now, that, I don't know, like, things break over time, right? I mean, I don't know. I just got some questions. When Trump first made the deal with Boeing about this, 2018, he was in his first term. That's when he had ordered apparently two planes from Boeing. That was about $3.9 billion, because the planes that we have, the pair of them, are 35 years old, actually over 35 years old. Now, I don't understand how this happens. These planes were supposed to be completed and delivered, I think, what, 2021 and 2024. Apparently, they are so far behind that maybe 2029 is when they're done. And they're over budget already. In order to continue building them, Boeing wanted several billion dollars more. This was after they had already agreed to the $3.9 billion price tag that had been negotiated back in 2018. And this was all because, you know, Qatar had suggested they would allow use of one of their planes temporarily. And I don't agree with some of the remarks that some folks have had. Well, taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for it, so let's use the Qatari plane. And I just think, regardless, I like what Yates said when he was on with us last hour, that they'd strip it all down anyway. But still, the optics are bad. The issue is, why is it taking Boeing so long? So back when the current planes were first commissioned, that was like, what, under Reagan, right? And that was in, I think it was 85. I think that was in 1985 when it was first commissioned, because the first test flight, it's a Boeing VC-25A. Yeah, it was commissioned in 85. The aircraft itself was built in 1986. It was first flown in 1987. By the way, when you Google something, actually, I pulled this up because I Googled this morning. It gives you a little AI summary. I don't know if I like that, because I want to double check it, so I did. All of this, by the way, is taken from a couple of things. This is, well, Boeing. It's the Boeing thing. And then it's also History Link and a couple of other Britannica, a couple of other things. But it was they built it. So they a year after it was commissioned, they built it. They did the first test flight in early 1987. And then it was actually like delivered in 1990. So that was 5 years. Reagan had ordered these planes to replace the 707s that they had. Now, Trump commissioned, this was a 747 that Trump commissioned in 2018. So I've got some questions here. And why is it taking them this long? Why is it taking them this long to do this? I mean, this is asinine. Reagan announced the Air Force intent to purchase two new wide-body jets to replace the aging VC-137s, Boeing 707s. 86, Boeing was awarded the contract to build the 747s. 1987, the first one of the new 747s, which is now the current Air Force One. That's when it first flew, was in 87. 1990, the first of the two new ones, it was the VC-25A that was delivered and deployed. And then the older aircraft were retired between 1998 and 2001. I actually have been aboard the ones that Reagan retired at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley. I took a tour of that jet. And yeah, when you look at that jet and you look at me being only a, I am a plane person in so much as Katy Perry is an astronaut. Yeah, there are some obvious differences that non-versed people can see, right? But, and I'm not just talking about the decor. I mean, like with the equipment and some of the operations, etc. But they're huge. They're really wild to tour. But 5 years. 5 years. Why is it taking, why is now Boeing saying it could be 10 years before they have this thing done? Maybe 10 years. At the earliest, again, he commissioned this in 2018. At the earliest, 2029. That's 11 years. And now it may take longer? What in the world? By that time, it's going to be outmoded. Why is it, Kaner, what are you saying? Why is it taking that long?
I was curious because it's weird considering that, you know, we've been to the moon.
Yeah.
But now they're saying we can't go to the moon with even more advanced technology than we had back then. And it's almost like this, like, okay, in the 80s, we were building planes at 5 years for, mm-hmm. you know, Air right. Force One.
Right.
Now it's TET, but we have better technology nowadays. So what is happening? Why is this the only industry that seems like moving backwards?
That is the million-dollar question, is it not? The million-dollar question. That is a good point. Why is that? This whole thing, it's shocking. It's incredibly shocking that it takes this long. And so now you kind of, that's, you know, the reason why, you know, we're in this situation and we've got the Qataris. And I think that's like, that to me, isn't that kind of a bigger story? I mean, that Boeing was supposed to have these planes done and I think delivered by last year. And now they're so behind schedule. They said that it was supplier, engineering, and manufacturing issues. And you had L3 Harris that is over. They were commissioned by the government to overhaul this thing, apparently, that was formerly used by Qatar's government as like an interim temporary thing. They've been a contractor to Boeing before. They've worked on communication systems, etc. They've actually worked on some stuff for the replacement ones for Air Force One, too. They're competing to be a big supplier for the Pentagon. It's a company that's growing really quickly. They are obviously a lot smaller comparably to Boeing. I think they have like a third of their revenue. But I'm just shocked that that this is taking as long as it is. And this is one of the things, like with our military, they've had these issues too with them and these sorts of these manufacturing delays. And by the time they get stuff, it's like entirely outmoded. And I don't know. They said that, I think this was around the elections in November, there was a Boeing representative that signaled to federal officials that the manufacturer that Boeing, and this, I think this was over at Wall Street Journal. So Wall Street Journal has this story. They were saying that someone said that maybe 2029 at the earliest, but other Boeing representatives, when they were talking to federal officials, they were saying that it would be around 2035 when they would be able to do it. And they said that they have been struggling with, and this is again per Wall Street Journal, the plane's complicated wiring, says this piece, complicated wiring and structural issues, including some related to holes for doors cut into the lower lobes of the aircraft. I just feel like that is a problem that should have been easily solved, I think. What in the world is, what is this nonsense? What is, this is crazy. So that's the struggle? That's the struggle bus? Is this? They're working with some of the wire. How, I'm just curious as to how this is different than any of the other ones. Now, there's a, this is on CNN, but our Air Force, and CNN had this piece where they talked about their stealth fighter, the Frankenjet, that they stitched together. So they had two F-35s that were wrecked and in accidents, and they're now on duty and combat ready. These two jets crashed in the span, like right in the span of 3 years, and the U.S. Air Force turned around and rebuilt them, and now they're back in action. Okay, so what is the holdup? What am I missing here? I am stunned. Now, Lorraine goes, to be fair, Boeing is the company having problems with door plugs falling out of the aircraft in the air. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
Now, do you think, and I've heard this floated before, is the Qatari plane threat just a way to put pressure on Boeing? Do you think that could be part of it?
You mean the Trump administration?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be part of it. I mean, we've had now at least 3 years with Boeing tragically in the news, whether it be, you know, for failures of their equipment or the whistleblower who just got unalived.
I mean, I'm just curious, how is it that the Air Force, per this piece, can take and stitch together a Frankenjet from two crashed F-35s, like just a little over 2 years, and they have them, they put them back, they deploy them again. But Boeing can't go in to existing jets and deal with like wiring and whatever modifications are required.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe it. We know things have improved since the 80s in regards to manufacturing and everything else. So I don't buy it.
I think it's becoming a question of, do you trust Boeing? And Boeing, this is like an all-American, it's like an all-American company. When you think of American companies, that's one of the ones that I think always comes up with people. And I don't like iconic American things being viewed so horribly. But in this instance, I mean, it's deserved. What the hell is happening there?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.